Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, I'll talk about allegory. Now, what is an allegory? Now, allegory is a narrative in prose or verse, and it can have two levels of meaning. One is the literal meaning, the second is a figurative meaning or metaphoric meaning. And in terms of example, we can consider John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, after that George Orwell's novel Animal Farm, after that Dante's Divine Comedy. So all of these works have a literal meaning. Matlab, literal meaning ek to jo storyline hai, wo to hai. Along with that, there is a figurative meaning or a metaphoric meaning. Matlab, second layer of meaning. But the reader has to interpret the second meaning. The second meaning is not stated in the narrative work. We have to interpret it. After that, allegory can have subcategories or sub-varieties or different species of allegories. For example, fable or beast fable bhi kehte hain iske. After that, parable. Exemplum bhi kehte hain, and of course proverbs, they can also be allegorical, and fable ko epilogue bhi kehte hain. Now all of these narratives can have a literal meaning as well as a figurative meaning or second layer of meaning. That is why they can be called allegorical. However, one thing to note is that, for instance, Animal Farm ko fable kehte hain or beast fable kehte hain, but every beast fable need not be allegorical. For example, agar koi Tom and Jerry ke bare mein likh de, or Tom and Jerry cartoon. So, Tom and Jerry's story or what they do need not be allegorical, because it is purely for the purpose of entertainment, not to convey any second meaning. Okay, so every fable may not be allegorical, but yes, a fable can be allegorical. For example, Animal Farm. Now, Animal Farm was published in 1945. And why do I say it is allegorical? Now, it is considered to be a political allegory. Now, it is about the animals that take over the farm. But in reality, what the author George Orwell wanted to do was express his disillusionment at the Russian Revolution of 1917, when the communists or the Bolsheviks of Russia took over the government of Russia. So Animal Farm has two level of meaning. Similarly, in Dante's Divine Comedy, there is a character called Virgil. And Virgil can represent both the historical author of the work Aeneid, because Virgil was an author, earlier. But there is also a character in Dante's Divine Comedy. So that character can represent the real author himself, and also the human faculty of reason. And there is another character called Beatrice. Now Beatrice can represent the historical lady which Dante was familiar with, and she can also represent the concept of divine revelation. So in that way, Dante's Divine Comedy can be considered to be allegorical. Of course, it has a literal meaning that, okay, there is a particular story, but it is not limited to that. It also has a second layer of meaning. That is why allegorical. After that, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Now in this work, there are characters called knowledge, beauty, strength, death, and there are places like Vanity Fair, Slouch of Despond. So all of these characters in the work of John Bunyan perform a certain function in the story, but they also represent different aspects of human nature. So John Bunyan didn't only want to write a story. He wanted to convey another message to human beings with the help of these characters. That is why this work of John Bunyan, Pilgrim's Progress, can be regarded as allegorical. And allegory can be of broadly or mainly two types. One is the allegory of ideas. For example, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. Then the second type can be historical and political allegory. So in this type of allegory, the references that are there are broadly historical personalities and events. For example, John Dryden's Absalom and Achitophel. Now, in Absalom and Achitophel, there is a character, the King David. Okay, the biblical King David is there. But that King David, in reality or at the political level, also represents Charles II. Charles II, the King of England during that time. And Absalom is also a character which represents the natural son of Charles II, who was the Duke of Monmouth. So two types of allegories, allegory of ideas and historical or political allegory. Okay. So whatever examples I have mentioned, try to remember that. Us cheez ko aap yaad rakhna, because even if you forget the definition, even if you forget what an allegory is, but if you recall the examples, you will be able to identify and recall what exactly an allegory is. And examples of allegory can be Dante's Divine Comedy. After that, George Orwell's novel Animal Farm. After that, John Dryden's Absalom and Achitophel. And after that, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress.